Nagito. So you came. That makes me happy. To think that you choose to spend time with someone like me. If you were to ask me, on a scale of crab to blue whale, how interesting I am, I would pick the sea slug. Hmm? Sorry, I guess that analogy was a bit too far off there. You can choose anywhere to sit. Even my lap is fine. No? What a shame. And here I thought that today was the luckiest day of my life. Guess not, huh? Then, I'd recommend sitting to my left. I think I saw shards of glass next to my right. Why don't I move over? If I was away from them, there would be no one to protect your feet from the glass. Nobody to warn you. Hmm? You think that's strange? I don't think so. But that's fair. Hmm? Put up a sign. You're smart. However, if I were to make up a sign, I probably would need a couple dozen. There are shards here, but also there are sharp objects over there. There, over there, there and there. If you'd like to save time, I would think that creating a map would be the fastest way. I could try acting as a cartographer, but Mahiru would be better suited than me. Huh? Are you asking if I hurt my foot? Here. Wow. No scars. Nor my hands either. Two. No four reasons, then, of why today can be considered the luckiest day of my life. Hmm? You're asking what I'm doing. It's nothing too grand, I promise you. But I thought it would be interesting. Can I ask you why you are here? With me. Huh? Because you wanted to see me, you say? I don't think I'm worthy of such attention. Even more from an ultimate like yourself. I'm nothing more than a stepping stone to make your objective come true. Don't talk like this about myself. Why? I'm saying the truth from deep inside my heart. It might be too presumptuous of me to say, but from all the ultimates in the island, I like you the most. Why? Because you are so full of determination and hope. I watch you sometimes, and I accept if you think it's creepy, but you never let things put you down, no matter what or when. You have such a wonderful expression on your face. Even after Togumi-kun was assassinated, while everyone was scared to think logically, freaking out, you stood composed and focused on solving the case. You also didn't accuse me straight away like the others. You fed me when they locked me up. And I'm deeply grateful for that, wasting your time on such a lowly level like me. Thinking carefully, that's when I wouldn't dare call someone like me worthy enough to be your friend. But these interactions started. You kept asking me what I knew about the case, but I was really in awe, admitting how much your hope shines within. I think it was brilliantly thought. The way you and Hinata can solve the mystery. People surely lose their minds when their family gets involved. I guess you could say that. But I was really amazed at the turn of events. Everyone pretending they wouldn't do anything weird, and out of nowhere, they snap. Amazing, right? Despair also does weird things to people. Tell me, do you think luck is something worth of being called ultimate? I don't think so. It's not a skill. It's a curse I was born with. Let's stop talking about me. I'm not interesting at all. Let's focus on you. So, how was your day? Boring, you say? Is it me? No? Oh. You seem to be a bit down. Was it something I said? Should I cut off my... Oh, not me. You had a fight with Nanami-san. Or maybe Soda-san said something mean. Was it a misunderstanding? You did something wrong? Don't worry. I'll help you get rid of it and take the blame. You can leave this place. Huh? You're getting angry? I know! You want me to get rid of someone. Just tell me who it is. Sonia-san? Sumiki-san? Fuyuhiko-kun? I can find a way to take down even Nekomaru-kun if you want me to. So? No? Oh. Why are you crying? Did I scare you? I apologize. I'm such a horrible being. You can kill me too if you want to. Huh? You are quite warm. You don't want me to hurt myself anymore. I don't understand. I'm nothing but a... I apologize. I want to make it up to you somehow. It's unforgivable of me to make you cry. You want me to tell you the truth? About what exactly? Embarrassing? What is embarrassing? Is it something important? Yes, you say. Okay, maybe we should go to a closed space. I promise I won't do anything scary anymore. Maybe the library? Nobody goes there. My cabin? My room isn't worthy of having your presence in it. You don't care? Well, alright. Let's go. As you know, it's not too far off from here. Here we are. Here, let me open. Come inside if you still want to. I'm afraid I don't have anything for you to drink here. Plus, I apologize once again for my room being... boring. So, go ahead. No lying. You can ask me now. Huh? Who do I like? I appreciate everyone on this island. Not like this? I don't understand. Like? Please explain it to me. Hinata-kun told you I have feelings for Nanami-san. Well, I do like her. I like everyone here, even if they don't really trust me. Being an ultimate is an amazing accomplishment. You mean... love. Can you explain to me what love is? I see. Wanting to be together. chest tightening. Smile brings you warmth. Yes. If love is like that, then I am in love with the hope that resides inside you. Not only that, but I am in love with your face, your eyes, your lips, and ears. The way you speak, how you sing whenever you are happy, the way you walk, the way you breathe. I am deeply in love with how you treat me in such a kind way, different from the others. I guess I'm obsessedly in love with you. But can I ask, who do you love? Is it Hinata? I'm glad you love me too. I'm sorry for making you love me. I was feeling so lonely. I apologize. This isn't very romantic. Can I hug you? Okay. Hug. Feel something for me. Besides pity and disgust, is such a weird concept to me. But I have decided I'll protect you no matter what. I'll make you survive so your hope shines within the whole world. It's necessary. The world, I know that the world and I would fall endlessly into despair without you. I love you. Can I ask you for one more thing? I don't know really what love is. Could you show me more of what loving is? Yes, I'm glad. If I could only ask for one thing in my entire existence, I would ask for more days like these we spend together. Do I feel hot wearing this jacket? Sometimes, but my skin is quite sensitive. Though, since we are inside, I don't mind taking it off. Do you want me to? Okay. There. Now our skin can touch warmly together. This is love, isn't it? I can almost feel your heartbeat. I want to know everything about you. I want to get even closer and closer and closer. So please, if there's anything more that you can show me, I'll gladly accept it with a smile. I hope that you'll never, ever, ever feel disgusted of me. I don't know what else to say, but I really do love the face that you're making right now. That is the expression that I want you to always have. Hold me, touch me, more and more. I'm yours, I'm yours, so. I love you. Feels so good. It really is my lucky day. Sorry, I don't know what else to say. My mind's going blank. My mind's going... Something weird's coming. Something white and sticky came out. Ah. Everything is going to see, but no matter how this world gets so confusing, I just want to hold on to you forever, forever and ever. So please, don't let go of me. No matter how disgusting I might be, please, don't let go. Please, 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 please. I love you. I love you. The hope and everything about you. I love you. I love you.